Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Blessed is the man whose God is the God of Jacob. Your God is the God of Jacob. Again, Jacob did some gnarly things, and yet God was his God. He chose him just like he chose you before the foundations of the world. You're a son of God, therefore stand in that liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. You are freed from the law. You are a son of God. You're not a servant to God. You're a son of God. You have inherited rights because Jesus Christ died for you. It's a great thing. I'm going through the, so yesterday was the day of forgiveness, trying to get over anger, and today I'm back into freaking out about finances. I mean, it's wild the waves you go through. But I was reading today, and there's a couple verses that I wanted to share with you, and then I wanted to read Colossians. If you go to James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, or believing, or having a firm conviction, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." It's kind of tossed to and fro. You can visually see this. As you know, he that ask in faith, but don't waver. Don't be tossed to and fro. "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." And that verse, "a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways," I'm completely interested in this. On one hand, you believe God. On one hand, I have a belief in God. I believe that he's going to take care of me. I believe his word. But yet I'll wake up and I'll think about the things that I don't have, the things that I'm worried about. And then those things will revolve in my mind. Either a good tree or a good fountain can't produce two things. You can't produce water and oil. You got to produce one thing. Where are you sitting? Don't be unstable. Don't be unbalanced. Think about God. Stay on that stuff. Where do you stay? And I find that I kind of wave back and forth between believing and having a foundation in God and believing he's going to take care of everything. And then I don't know if the world just, you know, stuff happens. And then I start freaking out about, like, let's say finances or a shipment that needs to get out or something else. Not stable. An unstable man is double-minded. If you go to Psalms chapter 19, verse 113, it says, "I hate vain thoughts," or divided or doubting thoughts, "them that are of double mind." Those doubting thoughts are considered that double mind. "But thy law do I love." We are to feed on God's word. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We're to live by this word. You're to put this stuff in your mind. If you start freaking out about finances, let's say today, "Be anxious for not one thing, but by all things, by prayers to God, let your specific request be declared unto God, and the peace of God will take care of you with it." And you got to do it with thanksgiving. If you don't know that verse and you can't control your mind enough to stick on that verse, you're sitting in that double mind. And that's what we're not to do. That's what he tells us not to do. Don't be unstable. God considers it unstable. I just think about how blessed we are. There have been people before us to God, they were servants to God. And we are free. We have the liberty. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage or servitude to the law. You've been given freedom, but God wants you to be stable. And to live your life the way God wants you to live it, and putting on these verses keeps you together as a stable person. You have freedom when you stand in God's word, when you believe in this stuff. You are unbraided. You are unbridled. You have the liberty good to go wherever you want, and God gives you that freedom, and he gives you the word to build you up. He gives you the spirit of the reconnection, the reconciliation. He gives you the word of the reconciliation or the reconnection. You have all these things right now, not tomorrow, not next week. It's immediate. Once you start believing, I'm going to finish up with this. If you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, and it says, above all these things, put on the love which is the bond, or that which binds, of perfectness or completeness. If you want to be complete, if you want to live your life stable, if you want to be complete, if you want to put on God's love, that's all it is. You just put on the love of God and you'll walk. There's two commandments: believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another. That's it. Put on that love, put on God's word, live in stability, and have a beautiful time doing it. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I have to travel, so have a beautiful weekend. But pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ and believe he's going to do it. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for everything that's going on. I just pray and ask that you take care of just everything that's happening, and that I don't dwell on it or think about it. I thank you for all the people that we work with, and just again cleaning this place up and getting it like a well-oiled machine. I pray again for the elections and our country, that you take care of it, that it goes wherever way you want it to go. And I thank you for your son, and that he just continually blesses the body of believers. And I thank you for what he did for us. And I just thank you for a wonderful day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.